USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is thrilled about a new trade deal that takes effect today. Perdue saying the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States. And I think as we see this pandemic, we understand the need for onshoring many other jobs in critical industries as well. That's where President Trump wants us to head.
A federal judge struck down a key part of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown framework late Tuesday, ruling that Homeland Security cut too many corners when it tried to block asylum seekers from picking and choosing which country they settle in. Known as the Third Country Rule, it was intended to prevent Central Americans from crossing Mexico, where they could have claimed asylum, in order to reach the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
A new GPS satellite rocketed into orbit on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The first stage booster landed successfully on a SpaceX ship. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Senate on Tuesday cleared legislation to extend the deadline for businesses to apply for coronavirus aid under the Paycheck Protection Program. The bill passed in the Senate by a unanimous consent vote and now extends the loan program through August 8th. There's approximately $130 billion of money left in that program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Minor League Baseball officially canceled its season for the first time in the 120-year history of the organization due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. The announcement, which was expected by many baseball observers, came in a tweet on Tuesday. Major League Baseball is set to begin their 60-game season on July 24th, and Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer is all set to go.
I want to get out there and compete. I think all of us want to get out there and compete and, you know, provide entertainment for fans and do the thing that we love to do. The vast majority of players still play this game for the love of it, regardless of what people may seem or what it might seem like on social media or what people may say. So
yeah.
We've all been missing it. We want to get out there. The league and the organizations and everything has put together a really strong safety protocol for us to protect us as best as possible.
Bauer also tells Fox News one of the keys for Major League Baseball is to remain flexible during the coronavirus pandemic.
We're going to have to be adaptable. We know that. The health and safety protocols have, like you said, they've changed quite a bit in the negotiations over the past couple months as the landscape has changed. I mean, I think as early as like a week ago, everything seemed to be dying down, you know, quite a bit. And then there's news of a couple outbreaks at spring training facilities and then had to add in some more principals there. So it's clear that the league is monitoring it very closely. And adjusting in real time.
Many players are reporting to their teams on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.